a very good evening to you and welcome to Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. The Parliament supports the Hungarian capital's bid to host the 2024 Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games. Lawmakers on Monday approved the motion with a vote of 151 in favor, 33 against and 4 abstentions. Hungarian athletes were also present at the voting in the Parliament.
An unusual moment on the stairs of the Hungarian Parliament. Never have so many Olympic champions stood together for a photo. Krisztián Berki gymnast, Tamás Darnyi swimmer, Zsolt Gyulai Kinga Bóta and Ákos Vereckai sprint canoers and the ice dancing double of Sallai Regőci were all present. The voting to support the Hungarian capital's bid to host the 2024 Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games was observed by officials of the Hungarian Olympic Committee, 60 Hungarian athletes and Budapest Mayor István Tarlós. The motion was supported by lawmakers of the coalition ruling Fidesz Christian Democrats, as well as MPs of right-wing Jobbik and two independent lawmakers, Gábor Fodor and Zoltán Kés. The majority of the opposition socialists, the Green LMP, and the Democratic Coalition, Együtt, and the members of the PM voted against the bid. The motion emphasizes that hosting the 2024 Olympics, Hungary needs to involve more and more towns and citizens in the country outside the capital, and has to keep in mind the environmental aspects too. Hungary must also pay attention to avoid unnecessary investments. The House emphasized full transparency and the involvement of civil societies and professional organizations in the vote, which also states that the profit from the Olympic Games must be primarily spent on health developments. According to Fidesz MP Gergely Gulyás, Hungary has good chances in the bid. Hungary's Olympic traditions, the economic growth and stability that the country achieved during the past years, and the fact that no country in this region could ever host the Olympics, we believe that the Hungarian bid strengthens and provides a good chance for Hungary to run a successful tender, said Gergely Gulyás. He added that it would already be a success to Hungary to be chosen among the 5 best bids for the 2024 Olympics.
Lawmakers on Monday passed amendments to several laws relating to migration and asylum. The new legislation will speed up procedures for assessing the claims of asylum seekers and will allow for economic migrants to be turned back as quickly as possible. This year, only 72,000 illegal border crossers came to Hungary. 99% came through the Serbian border. This is why the government insists on the new legislation. The parliament also decided on building the fence along the southern border. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Péter Szijjártó, said the border seal will definitely be built, which not only protects Hungary, but also the European Union.
We open border crossings in order to allow decent, law-abiding people to enter Hungary more easily. But we are building a fence to take away this opportunity from outlaws who want to come to Hungary illegally by breaking the law.
Besides the ruling Fidesz party, Jobbik also supported the law amendment on migration. The opposition socialists, the Democratic Coalition and other independent MPs said no to it. A migrant got injured critically on Monday at the Hungarian border at Hegyeshalom. He tried to hold onto the chassis of a truck, hoping to reach Austria, but 5 kilometers before the border, he fell off. He's in a hospital in Győr now. In the meantime, at the Serbian border, a Hungarian farmer complains that migrants moved into his property. He tried to send them away, but they do not want to leave.
Masses of migrants wait in the Serbian town of Sobotka for the right moment to cross the green border illegally to Hungary. Most of them are heading to Western Europe.
I'm going to my father in Germany.
The border police in the town are working to explore the routes the illegal migrants use. We analyze the border crossings and we try to map the routes where they make most attempts, said the officer of the border police. In the Serbian town of Magyar Kanizsa, the migrants keep finding new tricks to get to Hungary. Some of them stole a little boat on the river Tisa, but they didn't get far, they simply couldn't control it. In the past couple of weekends, thousands of illegal migrants crossed the border to Hungary. The last time, almost 2,300 of them were apprehended by the Hungarian police, most of them in the southern parts of Csongrád County. These photos were uploaded to a social site by the mayor of Ashotalom. a migrant family simply camped in at a local farmhouse, and they refused to leave.
Bejöttek az udvarba, leültek a farakásra, én kijöttem, adtam nekik vizet.
The owner of the property said the family of 10 made a great mess. She tried to get rid of them, but she could not.
Mi félünk, nem tudjuk.
We are scared. We don't know if we refuse to give them food or water, would they attack us? We don't know if they have any weapons concealed. We simply don't know anything about them, said the owner. This is the road to Hegyeshalom, the town near the Austria-Hungary border. This is where an illegal migrant tried to get to Austria by hiding between the wheels of a semi-truck. Not far from the border, he just couldn't hold on anymore and fell off to the tarmac. He suffered serious injuries. He was operated in Győr and he's being held in intensive care. In Debrecen, near the migrant center and in the city, the police presence is still very strong. Dozens of police officers patrol, CCTV cameras have also been installed. The officers are authorized to search clothing, vehicles, to prevent any kind of felony or crime being committed, said the police chief of the city. A week ago, there was an unrest among the migrants in the center. Officials say it started after a religious dispute. Since then, migrants are trying to be separated into groups. But the inhabitants still complain that there are way too many nationalities forced to live under one roof. An expert on security policy said there are significant differences of religion and ethnicity among the migrants living there, and these lead to conflicts. It is a great difference if someone is a Shiite or a Sunni. Even many Christians arrive to Hungary too. Among those coming from Iraq or Syria, many belong to certain smaller faiths that are not even heard of in Hungary. This could all mean a source of conflict, says the expert. He added that these conflicts could be more frequent and more serious as the migrant centers keep getting more and more crowded.
The Hungarian government signed the 60th strategy cooperation agreement with dairy producer Alfa the Tejon Monday. László Szabó, state secretary of the foreign ministry, said that the company has made investments of 6 billion forints over the past 10 years and accounts for 26% of Hungary's milk output. He added that the high quality shows the potential of the Hungarian food industry.
Az a tej, ami a magyar tejüzemekből...
The raw materials used in Hungarian dairy production are among the finest in the world, of the best quality. And the fact that here is a company which makes the 60th strategic cooperation agreement with the government, this shows the potential of the Hungarian food industry. If we really pay attention to the quality and it can be produced at a competitive price, then surely there is a bright future ahead of us.
Well, that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back tomorrow night, as every night around this time. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.